We just have a few verses in Genesis we'd like to read this morning and consider. Genesis, the 28th chapter. And you remember Jacob, how Jacob didn't leave his home on good terms. And his father and mother didn't want him to marry a wife from the Canaanite people. And so Jacob left home. In verse 10 it says, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar, and he poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee the tenth unto thee." I don't know what all you think about Jacob and his mother and what happened and transpired. You remember that God had spoken to them, and I'm not for sure if I remember if it was through a dream, but he said, "There are two nations that wrestle in your womb." And he's speaking about Jacob and Esau. And I believe in one place it said the elder would serve the younger. I don't think they had to do what they did to get God's will done and accomplished. I think the Lord could have worked his will out otherwise. But the Lord here we have Jacob in this place of having stones for a pillow. Doesn't sound very comfortable. But the Lord was there. The Lord was there in that place. And the dream of the angels ascending and descending, it represents God's aid, God's assistance, God's help. You remember Jesus said the same thing to some of the disciples he had picked, and he said, "You'll see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He's referring to God's help and God's assistance and blessing. Now, that doesn't mean that our life is going to be free from trouble. It doesn't mean that it's going to be free from heartache or sorrow, because the Lord works through all those things, but He was still there with Jacob to help him, and Jacob didn't perceive that the Lord was in that place. Sometimes I wonder how many times we fail to recognize God in the places that we find ourselves in life. Sometimes our failures and our mistakes, kind of like Jacob, bring us into difficult straits, a difficult place. But the Lord is, He wants to help us. He wants to teach us. He wants to instruct us. I wish we could learn life's lessons just out of a book all the time. I wish I could just read it and understood its depths, understood its... But it doesn't seem to happen that way. It takes life's experiences to teach us. But I believe the Lord is faithful to help us to learn some valuable lessons in life that will help us, that will be a blessing to us. And sometimes it's through sorrow. Sometimes it's through difficulties. Sometimes it's through hardships. And we don't see the Lord in those places sometimes with our physical eyes. Just like Jacob, he said, "The Lord is in this place and I didn't know it." Sometimes we don't realize it until we look back later on and we realize the Lord is very merciful and helpful to us at those times. He said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Jacob, the Lord had to teach him, had to instruct him. Jacob had a lot to learn. They all did. They were human. And we have a lot to learn as well. But I'm thankful today for the faithful teacher. And Jesus, one time, He told His disciples, He said, "I have many things to say unto you, but you're not able to bear it right now." I remember, I believe it was Brother Clifford Wilson praying a prayer. He said, "Lord, show me myself just like you see me. I want to see me like you see me." And the Lord conveyed to him the thought that he couldn't handle it. If I showed you everything right now, you wouldn't be able to bear it. You know, sometimes we can feel like we've got it figured out. We feel like we know. We feel like we got it figured out. But we don't. And the Lord has to teach us. He has to show us through the different circumstances of life that bring. Now Jacob, the Lord was going to bring him back. He had to face his brother Esau. He had to face his past. And I believe we have to do that in life as well. God wants us to reckon with our past, with who we are, the things that went into us, the things that have affected us in our life. You know, it takes the Lord to help us to be able to see ourselves. It takes the light of God. It takes the Holy Spirit to help us to be able to see our lack and our need. It just doesn't come through just in our own. We have a tendency to pat ourselves on the back. We have a tendency to blame situations. We have a tendency to blame other people for our circumstances. And it's hard for us to see ourselves. Very difficult. We can see other people. You know, we can see other people, it seems like, pretty clearly, but we really can't. There's so much more to what meets the eye than what we are able to know and comprehend. But the Lord knows. And the Lord wants to teach us. He wants to be our teacher. You know, the Lord is not a good luck charm that we can just use to get out of trouble whenever we want to get free from problems. He's not something that we use in life just to try to have a good life. He's our teacher today. He's our instructor. He wants to teach us the path of life. He wants to show us and begin to reveal to us. And it takes time for him to do that. It doesn't always come at once. It doesn't always come, but he gives us little by little as what you and I are able to bear it. He opens up to us. And some of the greatest lessons that we learn come from some of the deepest valleys that we walk through. And the Lord lets us go through those valleys. And he's there in those valleys. And he'll bring us through those valleys to the other side. If we'll continue to look to him and to trust him, he'll bring us through. And I thank the Lord for that very much today. The Lord is faithful. One place it talks about God is faithful not to let us be tempted above that which we're able to bear, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. He knows what we can bear. He knows what we can, and sometimes we wonder, Lord, have you forgotten me? He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get you and I to heaven. We don't know. We don't know how to do it. I believe the Lord is in those valley times. We'd like to live up on the mountain, and it's enjoyable when we get up there and we can see long ways away. And the air is fresh and pure up there. But in reality, it seems like the growth comes from the valleys, from the difficult places. There's a scripture in the Old Testament, and I'm not for sure exactly where it's at, but it says something about, neither shall thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. And it's like the lessons will be so strong and powerful that we don't forget. I think about when we lose our loved ones, the sorrow that we experience. You know, Christians, we're not exempt from the sorrowing and the sufferings of humanity. We die too. We lose loved ones too. We get brokenhearted too. But the Lord's there to help us. He's there to give strength. He's there to make a way. When it seems like you're not going to be able to make it, He allows us to be tried. He allows our faith to be tested. But it's to help it to grow. There's another verse that comes to my mind that says, the Lord, I believe it's in Job, the Lord does not afflict the children of men willingly, I think. It's because He has a purpose and a plan. And I hope our faith can take that in this morning, that God has a plan, that He has a purpose. We can see that in creation. Everything that God has done was not haphazard. It all has a purpose, and it all works together. Life has a purpose, and it all works together for our good. There's another verse that says, shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? The thing formed, the creation, us, say to the Lord, why have you made me thus? Why have you done this? Why have you allowed that? I can't answer all those questions, and you probably can't either, but I know today that God does have a plan and a purpose for our lives. And He works to bring that purpose to fruition. So in our time of sorrow, the Lord's there. Through our failures, I believe, if we keep looking to Him and trusting Him through our failures, I think the Lord will stay there. He'll be there. And I'm thankful for the Gospels, the disciples. They didn't get it. They weren't getting it. They wanted the best seats, one on the left hand, one on the right hand, right before His crucifixion. They didn't get it. They weren't getting it. And they had walked personally with Jesus for 3.5 years. But you know, the Lord was patient with them. And I know you can say, well, they weren't filled, they didn't have the Holy Spirit yet. Yeah, that's true. But I can point you some mistakes made after the Holy Spirit came. They made some failures after they had the Holy Spirit. They had some places that they didn't actually see correctly after they had the Holy Spirit. But the Lord is faithful, and He's patient and long-suffering, not willing any should perish. I appreciate the Sunday school this morning. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Lord, help us to comprehend the depth of Your love and Your care. And when my hard time comes and my difficulties come, Lord, help me to have a surrendered heart and allow it to work. Allow it to work in my life. The Lord knows what's best. There's a song that we sing, God's Way is Best. It says, heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Forsake thy fears and doubts, but trusting, submit thyself into His hand. That's when the Lord can mold us, when we submit and yield ourselves unto Him. I'm thankful for this verse. He said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. You know the dream of the footprints in the sand? And it's like he just saw one set of tracks during the difficult times. Said, Lord, why'd you leave me with those? The hard times were there. He said, no, I carried you though during those times. One place in talking about the children of Israel, he said, I bore you up on eagle's wings. Do you think they felt like they were borne up on eagle's wings every day? They came to a place where the water was bitter. They had problems. They had troubles. What is it, over 600,000 people? and the water's bitter, and God led them there. They came to a place where there was no water, and God led them there. They came to a place where they were hungry, and God led them there. He had a purpose. He had a purpose in it. Sometimes we don't see the purpose. Sometimes we don't recognize what the Lord's doing. It's those times we just have to trust and have faith and believe and rest our case in His hands, submit ourselves into Him. God doesn't always just answer our prayers on a whim or change things just every time we pray. But He's still there. He still loves and He still cares. And He has our good and our spiritual good at heart. I believe that this morning with all of my heart, that God can lead us each one. Another place there in John, it mentions, He said He calls His own sheep by name, leads them out, and I believe He does that in our lives. He calls us to sometimes these difficult places, but that's where He wants to be revealed to us. That's where He wants to answer prayer and to help us and see us through. But we want to learn from the experiences. We want to learn what the Lord is trying to teach us, what the Lord is trying to show us. And I don't know, I've always felt like I was kind of a slow learner. In school, I always felt that way. I always felt like I learned a little slow, and it seemed like I was a visual learner. I had to see things. But I believe that is a good prayer. Lord, show me and help me to learn what You're trying to teach me and convey to me. You know, the Lord sticks His finger and meddles and does stuff in our life to get our attention, to help us to recognize our need of Him. And we can come to Him and say, Lord, what are You trying to reveal to me here? What are You trying to show to me? And I believe the Lord can reveal things. He can show us His salvation. He can show us the path. I just thank the Lord this morning. Jacob went through it. Jacob had to face himself, but he was blessed. He was blessed. And you and I are blessed as well. Thank you for your attention this morning.